Greetings. I haven't seen you before. You're one of the new passengers, I see. You must have boarded only earlier this morning, when we stopped at the port. I see I'm not the only one who is up at this time of night. My name is Serena, by the way. I'm a fortune teller. What can I call you? Ah, well, I'm very pleased to meet you. What am I doing up here on deck? I'm simply watching the stars. I think they're fascinating objects. Yes, the night scenery is enjoyable. And it is very peaceful. That is, until we have a storm at sea, and then it is not so peaceful. But that only happens once in a blue moon. Look up at the sky. The configurations of the stars are so much more simple than the configurations of things such as the human heart and will. Don't you think so, traveler? Say, are you from the great city? I thought so. You have a way about you. Well, it was your mannerisms and way of speaking that gave you away. Me? I have never really had any one place I've called home. Or you could say that I've called many places home. The great city. You come from a place run by a just and fair queen. But despite that, there have been many undercurrents of unrest. Whispers of an uprising from the remnants of the old government. I'm sure you've seen the papers the resistance have posted all over the port. Yes. They say that even the high and mighty fall. And the higher they are, the harder they fall. You seem to have become increasingly suspicious of me and my motivations for striking up this conversation with you. I can assure you that I am not a spy. I am but a mere fortune teller, trying to earn a living wage by telling fortunes for travellers such as yourself. Indeed, I buy my way onto various ships and visit many places. I have encountered a lot of interesting people in my travels. You know what? I'm in a good mood tonight. Would you like me to tell your fortune? Read your cards for free? Well, you're always welcome to offer me something in return, of course. But that is up to you. Oh my, you are generous. What a beautiful bracelet. Thank you. I shall be able to sell this for quite a bit of gold. I'll be sure to give you a good reading then, and tell you exactly what you need to know. Do you mind bringing that lantern over here? Thank you. All right. I shall be reading your cards. You're right. I could be earning much more money by working in the city. But it's dangerous because of the recent political unrest. You never know where the spies are. One wrong word to the wrong person and I could very much end up being the next figure of entertainment at the gallows. Or they might throw me into jail, or sell me off as a slave. I'd rather be free. Your first card. This card tells me that you have always wanted to travel, as you grew up feeling like quite the shut-in. The ones who raised you were set in their ways and beliefs, and at times, this upbringing felt like a concrete wall between you and the rest of the world. At first, it was hard for you to choose between the relative safety of the prison you called home, a place where you were comfortable in your habits, and the freedom of a world that could potentially hold many dangers. And yet you have decided recently that things had to change. Perhaps it is the political unrest? Or maybe you're sick of the same old. You are here on this ship, so it is clear that you have made your choice. We all have our own ideas about how the world should be, traveler. Once upon a time, you were confused about your place in it. And perhaps you still are. But there is now a force that drives you, and I promise you that as time goes on, things will become much clearer. This can't be. No, this is impossible. Unless you are one of the destined ones. Who knew? Oh, my dear friend, you have a very long journey ahead of you. I will help you with what I can. In 3 moons, you'll meet a woman who will tell you that she is from the Sacred Keep. She carries a medallion with her, one that shows the symbol of a sun and a sword. This woman holds information vital to your survival. Listen carefully. A great disaster looms over the land. I cannot see clearly what this disaster is, or how it might occur. That's because sometimes, us humans are not supposed to meddle in events that have been set by the gods. But one thing I do know is that you, my dear traveller, have a big part to play in the story that's about to unfold. Not what you signed up for? That may be the case, but it is no longer up to you or me to decide. However, I can give you clues that pave the way. The Red Flag Inn is where you will find her. It looks just like any old normal inn, but in fact, that is the place where the secret agents of the Purple Banner gather. I cannot tell for sure whether or not this woman is working as an undercover agent, but you will know her when you see her. You are surprised. You may think that you are but one person in this grand scheme. You may wonder how you alone could possibly have such a big part to play. But let me tell you something. And this is something that has been observed time and time again. Sometimes, it is the choices, the seemingly small choices made by one or two people that set in motion a great chain of events. And once these events have begun to unfold, there is no way to stop them. Watch your choices, traveler, and most importantly, guard your words. Fear not, my dearest traveler. Given what the cards have just revealed about you, I think I can also tell you my true identity. I go by the name Serena, and fortune-telling is but one of my many jobs. I am actually one of the realm's guardians. My one and only true job is to find and guide the rare individuals that will lead this world back to balance. You are one such individual, although right now, at this time and place, you may not think you are. I have something to give you. These protection runes have been cast to warn you if danger is near. Keep them on you at all times. They will vibrate if you encounter anyone who does not have your best interest in mind. And this coin. It is a bargaining chip. You can use it if you are ever caught. But I only have one left, so try not to get yourself into any trouble. It appears that this is all the cards wish to tell us for tonight. Did you know that each small deck of cards has its own little spirit, its own intelligence? Some material objects are much more than just a physical item. Intelligence lies in many a thing, but it is up to the observer to identify it and to interpret it correctly. Yes, I can tell you about that. Before you, I have guided several dozen rare individuals. From what I heard, the majority of them succeeded in their missions, but there were a few who failed. That is not up to me to decide. It is up to you and the choices that you make. Are you hungry? Would you care for some nuts and dried fruit? No need to thank me. It is always a good idea to buy some extras whenever the ship stops. There's always good company aboard a ship, though. Tell me a little bit about yourself, traveler. What are your skills? Are you trained in swordsmanship? Or are you a tradesman? I see. Well, you never know when that might come in useful. And do you have any siblings? I have three myself, but only one is still alive. The other two, they died serving the realm. That is all I will say. It is safer if you do not know what happened. It was great to meet you, though. No, no, the pleasure is mine. Once you get off this ship at the next stop, you'll want to buy passage for one of the larger vessels destined for the capital of Sulin. It will be a long journey, traveler, but I am sure that you will find your way.